Hello and welcome back to the Common Cult Podcast, a cult's podcast with real takes and no clickbait. I'm Josh Hudgens, joined by Dan Hertzler. What's up, Dan?
Hey, we got a victory, although it was in another country. I still think it still counts, right? But we got a victory?
I think so.
Yeah, man, these games, man, I tell you what, it just feels more and more like, did we win? Did we lose? How do we feel? What's going on? Is this team good? There's so many questions around this Colts team, but hey, Common Cult Podcast, we like to do one-word reaction. So, Josh, what's your one-word reaction with the victory today?
You know, I'm happy. Actually, happier than I was last week. I know it was in Germany, and we all were kind of groggy watching the game. But the truth is, we beat Bill Belichick, and we beat the Patriots. And anytime we can stick the knife in the stomach of the Patriots, I feel good. The game itself, we'll talk about that a little bit. But it just feels good to beat Bill Belichick and watch his reaction on the sideline after the interception and stuff like that. Good game.
Yeah. Yeah. My one word reaction is it's unknown. Like I don't know about this team. I don't know how I should be feeling right now. I'm all with you with the Patriots. Anytime we can beat them, I think that's a good thing, even though they stink.
I'm
excited for some of the things I'm seeing as far as some of the younger players. I'm excited about the coaching staff. I'm excited about where this team is going in the future. I just, man, I this team just lacks kind of really that, I don't know if it's that, excitement or that, that punch that they have. Both offense and defense just kind of feels like they're muddling through. And they somehow pull out a win. Now, again, how far can that take them? Is that going to be bad for their draft pick? Is this a playoff team? I just don't know. And I don't know what to say. I need some help because I don't know what to feel about this team.
Yeah, it's a good point. I think what you're feeling is like, hey, we're winning games, but we're probably not good enough to make the playoffs. We're sitting, I think, at number 10 right now in the AFC standings, and teams like the Bills and Bengals and Texans, who all seem to be playing better and who all seem to have their quarterback right now are in front of us. So realistically, I know people say our schedule is going to lighten up, but we still have the Bengals. We still have the Buccaneers. I mean, we still have a tough few games here. And Gardner Minshew, and we talked about this quite a bit, the tape's out on him in Indianapolis now. He's definitely not what he was as a relief pitcher, so to speak. I think if we were winning some of these games and we had Anthony Richardson, the optimism and the hype would be through the roof. Now, that said, I think it's a testament to Shane Steichen for what he's been able to do with a very young Colts team and a roster that, hey, on opening day or after the 53-man roster came out, when we looked at this roster, we were like, this is not good. Like, and what they're able to do and win these games and be competitive in all these games and a season that a lot of people considered a throwaway season, like we were going to be picking top two, top three, is very impressive. I mean, that's just hats off to Shane and Chris Ballard for kind of hitting on some pieces like Josh Downs on the offense. Looks like Deo coming off the edge is starting to pick up the pace a little bit, getting some pressure. Had some sacks today against the Patriots. It's just, yeah, this roster is coming together, but we're maybe lacking that young, exciting quarterback with Richardson being out, and it's kind of got us not quite like jumping out of our seats.
Are you fearful like I am right now that we're kind of starting to tread towards just mediocre, which is pretty much the worst place to be in the NFL? You either want to get bad enough that you're getting those draft picks, you're rebuilding, you're restocking, or do you think this is the next step and we're taking the next step and then next year we'll take the next step, or am I just being too pessimistic? Should I just be looking, hey, we're 500, we have a chance for the playoffs, and should I get behind this team for the rest of the season that way?
Yeah, I think you're being a little pessimistic just because teams that are mediocre and they struggle in the NFL that are like pick 17, pick 16 or something, they don't have their quarterback of the future typically. We do. Now he's out and he's coming back, but we're going to add that to our team. And hopefully he's going to learn something from watching this. And he looked good when he played. So to me, I think if we do pick, let's say in between pick 8 and pick 15, we can still get our big time receiver, or maybe even more than that. Maybe the big time receiver isn't who we take in the first round. Maybe it's a cornerback, and we could still be in a spot where we can make a move to pick higher in the draft and so on. Cause I do think that there's going to be some quarterbacks going off the board next year. Obviously, there's going to be Marvin Harrison Jr., who we both want, I think. But realistically, that seems like a pretty slim chance at this point. So, yeah, I mean, I think this is good for the culture of the team. It's good for Shane to get some wins under his belt and kind of maybe helps his the vision he's trying to cast when they're actually winning games with, keep in mind, Gardner Minshew at quarterback.
Yeah, I do think that is something that I think you're right on when you're saying that. It's because where this team was and where they're trending is moving in from picking top four new coaching staff to now 500 midway through the season, and are showing some signs that they can put together some structure to win games, which is a really good thing. And so it's just hard when you play a Patriots team that is just bad, and you know, you win kind of ugly, you know, and it just wasn't even that exciting. And you wake up early and you watch this game and you're like, man, like, what am I watching here? It's almost hard to watch. But you know, there are some positives. I don't want to take away, hey, Zaire Franklin still, you know, just dominating, just all over the place. You know, our secondary, you know, again, it hasn't been the best. They made some plays today, which was great. You mentioned the pass rush started to get home a little bit, which is huge. And so I just want to see a little bit more, I guess, from that defense. But hey, we got the win, so I guess I need to cheer up a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, the defense kept them in it today, but like you said, just lacking some pieces. Obviously, the offense has been stagnant now the last 2 weeks. I mean, this was our first game of the season where we didn't score over 20 points. Hey, a win's a win, and we'll take it. We're entering the bye week now, so we'll get healed up. And you know, I guess my last point is, entering last season, we had Matt Ryan at quarterback, we had Stephen Gilmore, we had all these pieces, and the expectation was high, and boy, did that team fall flat. So and comparing that to this year with the how thin we are at receiver, how thin we are at cornerback, with a rookie quarterback, now with Gardner Minshew at quarterback, it really is, again, I can't say it enough, Shane Steichen is, I think he's a real deal. I just think he's really proven that he is a great hire for the Colts, and I'm excited for what he's going to bring for the next 5-10 years as the coach of the Colts.
Yeah, and we talked about it a few episodes back about Shaq Leonard. Ugh, man, kind of rough day today, don't you think?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think, yeah. And just more comments, obviously, last week. It's really bad. It's always bad, in my opinion. I get mad when players say stupid stuff. But like, when they say stupid stuff and then they perform poorly, it's even worse. It's like, okay, dude, like, just shut up. Just shut up. Like, yeah. So, well, I'm sure Ballard is going to deal with that this offseason. Hey, man, we got a lot of stuff to talk about, guys. And if you're interested in joining us in the ride, we're very close to 2,000 subs. Make sure to hit that subscribe button. Comment below your thoughts on the game. And hey, thanks for watching the Common Colt Podcast.